That was pool hall music in the true sense of the word. The entertainer, Scott Joplin, wrote those kinds of tunes when he was working and playing in a pool hall, and we noticed that it's on the jukebox downstairs. So that's why we chose to open with this tune tonight. Now, you see that this is the Northwoods Quintet, minus one, plus one, but it doesn't appear that way to you because there are five people here. Ovi Hansen, our oboe player, will be here tomorrow, and in the meantime, Shirley Kraft, our bassoon player, Marlene Weaver's sister, has consented to play with us for this evening's fun and games, and we'll introduce the rest of us as we go along. That's why we were minus one, plus one tonight. Usually we give a very formal lecture at this point in the program about the development and the evolution of our various woodwind instruments, so I'd like to begin with that at this time. You see before you a model of the contemporary flute. This actually is a very old design. 1847, for all you woodwind players out there, was about the year when a man by the name of Theobald Boehm, spelled B-O-E-H-M, came up with a system of keys and levers, which is pretty much as it is today. His father was a silversmith or goldsmith, and he himself, being a flute player and musician, had access to the right kinds of materials and knowledge to develop this instrument. You thought I was fooling, didn't you? But this is really for true. This is from what we call the transverse or the crosswise flute family, as is my piccolo flute, which simply means small flute. And we would like to correct a rather common, popular, and erroneous assumption this evening. And that is that the other flute family, the whistle flutes, represented here by a recorder flute, were the predecessors of the transverse flute. No, the transverse flute and the recorder flutes grew up at about the same time in history and were actually being played in orchestras long about the same period of time. The recorder flutes, then, are from the whistle flute family, and we brought with us this evening a tune for our recorder flutes, which we think you'll agree is a real dandy.
Thank you. Play three. It'll go fast, slow, and faster. There's no dance. Just pressure.
Thank you.
Little Hollow Machine downstairs, the William Tell Overture. We're not going to try to duplicate that for you this evening. But Rossini was known for all kinds of wonderful overtures, and he liked to play around with themes and variations. So this particular quartet does just that. It gives you an introduction like the wonderful overtures he's so well known for. And then he takes off on a series of themes and variations with each one of the instruments involved getting a little virtuoso showpiece before he brings it all together in the final coda, which he calls a big finale.
Next piece needs little introduction, except that it's by Scott Joplin, composed in 1901, The Easy Winners.
Thank you.
play some American music, say Suite in Three Movements by Gunther Schuller, who was a horn player, used to play with New York Opera Orchestra, and he was on tour and became very engrossed with music of Stan Kenton and decided to create a new third stream of music, which involved the composition of inclusions of jazz and classical. And that's evident in the second movement of the suite entitled Blues. The first movement is somewhat 12-tone and similar to the music of Schoenberg. And the last movement is a rousing little fast Stravinsky-ish type of piece. It's a suite by the American composer Gunther Schuller. Thank you.
I would imagine that many of you here don't know that Mildred J. and Patti S. Hill are the composers of a very well-known tune. And we'd like to play it at this time with several variations. There's a waltz and a march and a melancholy and a ragtime variation to a tune that you all know, and it might be said that it's a commentary on one's attitude toward, well, you see.
Series of antique Hungarian dances by the contemporary Hungarian composer Ferenc Farkas. And I'm sorry I don't have translations today, but the last one is characterized by a Sal Peanuts theme. There are a total of five.
Peanuts.
thank you very, very much. We've been having a marvelous time here at Holden, and we didn't mean to confuse you by saying music minus one, Northwood's Quintet minus one, and plus one all the time, so we thought we'd finish off this evening by Northwood's Quintet, plus. And we promised you a Spanish dance, and so Shirley has promised to be our percussionist for this dance, but I'm a little disappointed. She was going to have a dancing costume and a rose in her mouth and everything, but I guess she didn't have time to prepare the costume, but we're going to do it anyway. For our Spanish friends and anybody else who likes this kind of music. Boy, I'd rather go there. Ernesto Lecuona wrote Simone.
Oh, the horn player's having trouble. The plumbing is coming undone.